Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on daf Kuf Lamed Beis and Beis. We are at the Omar Rav Chisa Esrim the Arba Matnos Kuhuna. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Arba's wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. So, firstly, we're discussing Matnos Kuhuna, these last few prakim in the Meseches Chulin, each deal with one topic, and they deal with the topic thoroughly. So this entire parak is about Matnas Kuhuna. There aren't any real tangents in this parak. So we're going to talk about which Kohanim qualified to receive Matnas Kuhuna. We're going to discuss whether it's appropriate for a Kohen to chase after Matnas Kuhuna, to ask for Matnas Kuhuna, to go look for it. We're going to discuss whether a Kohen can pass on the rights to his Matanos to another person without ever making a kinyan himself in the Matnas Kuhuna, or is there an inyan that he has to make a kinyan in it and only then pass it on to somebody else. We're going to discuss why it is, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, that sometimes when an animal is patur from Matnas Kuhuna, you make a marking on it so that people will realize why you're not giving Matnas Kuhuna. Because if you don't make a marking on it, they'll just think you're being mevatel a mitzvah. So the Gemara is going to discuss why a marking is needed to indicate that you have a shutfus with a Kohen, so that people shouldn't think you're being mevatel a mitzvah, but it's not needed to indicate that you have a shutfus with an Ovid Kochavim, meaning for some reason, we're not concerned that people are going to think you're being mevatel a mitzvah when you don't give matanos from an animal that you have a shutfus with an ovid chavim. Why not make a marking on such an animal so that people don't get the wrong impression? The Gemara is going to discuss which psulei hamikdashin do and don't need to be marked for that purpose, to let people know that why it is that you're not giving matanos. The Gemara is going to discuss how much of a shutfus of a kohen patters from how many of the matnos kuhuna. Meaning, does a shutfus of a Kohen in one part of the animal exempt from all of the Matnas Kuhuna, or just the Matana that exists in that part of the animal? You have a shutfus with the Kohen in the head of the animal, so that patters you from the L'chayayim. But what about the Zroa and the Keva, which are nowhere near the head? Do you have to give those Matanas? Or do you say once you're patur from one, you're patur from all of them? And then at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about if a Yisrael owns only the animal's head, and the Kohen owns the whole rest of the animal's body. So you really don't own this animal. You only own the head of the animal. Do you still have to give the lechayayim, the matanos, that are in the head of the animal? Do we say, no, this isn't your animal. You only own its head, and therefore you're entirely potter from Matnas Kuhuna. So let's begin. Last thing we said yesterday is that the Matnas Kuhuna need to be eaten in a very fancy way, that it's got to be tzli and bechardel, because the mashchal, the gedula, it should be eaten in the way that the malachim are ochlim. So any kohen that doesn't know how to eat b'derech gedula, and the Tshuva's Beis Sha'arim says that means how to prepare each type of food in the best possible way, in the way that's going to be most delicious. He has to know how to make a really good zroa, how to make a really good l'chayayim, how to make a really good keva. He has to know each part of the animal, how to prepare it in the best possible way. If he doesn't know that, then you don't give him the Matnas Kuhuna, says Maravilav Milsi. But that is not true. You're allowed to give the Matnas Kuhuna even if he doesn't have the Matnas Kuhuna cookbook in terms of how to make it in the best possible way. Ditanya Rabbi Shimon Omer called Kohen She'inu Moda Ba'avoda Eilo Chelek Ba'Kuhuna Shedema Makrovis Dama Shalom Vesachel Munearon Lotia Shokayim in Lamana. That only a Kohen who doesn't, who's not Moda Ba'avoda, which the way Rashi learns means he doesn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the bringing of karbanos. He thought that Moshe Rabbeinu just made this whole thing up on his own, so he doesn't get to take kodshim, because the pasuk says hamakrav, meaning the person who brings the dam to be zorik on the mizbeach. And we learn from the pasuk that only a kohen who does the avoda and is moda in the avoda gets the shokayamin as a matnas kuhuna, but the kohen that's not moda b'avoda does not get matanos. Saying the elizabelvad, I would only learn from this pasuk that a kohen who's oved with the lachas hadam on the mizbeach and naktaras hachelav on the mizbeach, which are explicit in the pasuk, that it's true about him. How do I know the 15 other avodos that Kohanim do in the Beis HaMikdash, that if a Kohen is not moda in any one of these avodos, he doesn't get the matanos? So the Bais says, what are these 15 avodos? Kigon hayitzikos, the pouring of the oil on the korban mincha, vabalilos, and the mixing the mincha with the shemen, vapsisos, and the if a mincha is made in a machvas or a marcheshes or a tanur, after it's baked, the kohen crumbles it and makes it into crumbs. Vamelichos, and giving the salt, putting the salt on the karbanos. Tenufos, and waving the mincha. Vahagashos, and bringing the mincha in a kli to the keren maravis dromis of the mizbeach. A little girsa issues over here. Vakmitzos, and taking a komet to be makter on the mizbeach. Vahaktaros, and being makter that komet on the mizbeach. Vahamalikos, and doing the malika on an oaf. Vikabalos, and the doing kabbalos adam of karbanos in order to be zorik them on the mizbeach. Hazaos, and the sprinkling of the dam on the parochas and the mizbechos. Vashka sota, and giving the sota the mayim amarim. Va'arifa segla arufa, and doing an arifa of an egla arufa that for a person who was killed, and we don't know who killed him, and we found him in between two cities. So the arifa segla arufa that's done by the closer city, the taras and mitzora, and the process of tahara for a mitzora by bringing the birds that you need to bring, nasiyas kapayim, and doing birchas kohanim, bein mi b'fnim, bein mi b'chutz, and the birchas kohanim is both in the Beis HaMikdash or outside of the Beis HaMikdash in shul. How do I know that in order to do those avodos, the kohen has to be moda ba'avoda, and only then he's going to be, in order to receive manas kuna rather, the kohen needs to be moda in all of those avodos, and he has to agree that all of those avodos are dinim in the Torah that were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not something that Moshe Rabbeinu made up. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, mi b'nei Aaron, avoda masura l'b'nei Aaron, kol kohen she'enu moda ba, enu chelek b'kuna, that any avoda that's masura l'b'nei Aaron, the kohen needs to be moda in order to be zocha to any of the matanos, and if he's not moda in, he's not zocha to any of the matanos. Taima deina moda ba, but what do you see from this whole thing? That the only thing that would disqualify him from matanos kuna is that he says that it's not min ha-shamayim, that these avodas are from Moshe Rabbeinu. But ha-moda ba, avgav deina baki ben, apparently if he does agree that these avodos come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he doesn't know how to make delicious zroa or the chayayim or keva, he doesn't know how to prepare it with chardal and sli, so he'd still get the matnos kuna. Meaning we started by saying that any kohen who doesn't know how to prepare it well is not zochet to matnos kuna. So the verse is not true. You see in this braisa, so the only thing that will disqualify him is like emunus videos issues, not the culinary issues that he doesn't know how to prepare it in the best way. So Rabbi Abba Rav Huna Rav chutin shebelechi asurim v'kol kohen she'enu yodei litlon einos no matana. Another halacha, now that we've proven that even if he's not the best chef, he could still receive matnas kuna. The blood vessels that are in the lechi of the behema are asur mishum dam, and any kohen that doesn't know how to remove them should not get the matnas kuna, because he's probably going to violate the isur of achilas dam vilohi. But that's not true either. You're allowed to give him the lechi, and you don't have to worry that he's going to violate the isur of achilas dam, because e b'tavya, if he's going to roast it in order to eat it made of daivi, we assume that all of the dam is going to flow out, and you're not going to violate dam. Be the kedera, and if he's going to cook it in a pot, id the michtachlu malachlu, when he's cutting up the meat and he's salting it like they do with meat in general when you put it in a pot made of daivi, again all the blood will drain out and it's not going to be a violation of the isser of achilas dam. So a couple of things over here. First of all, we had said that any coin that's not moda ba'avoda doesn't get matnas kuna. So the Ritva says, what do you mean if he's not moda ba'avoda? He thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu made these avodas up. The way Rashi teaches it, it means he thinks Moshe Rabbeinu was badami libo. Well, then he's a kofar be'ikri, he's chayv misa. He's got bigger problems than the fact that he's not going to get matnas kuna. He's chayv misa for being kofar be'ikr. The brisa sounds like, okay, so he doesn't get matnas kuna, but that's the extent of it. So the Ritva says, no, he's not kofar in the avodas themselves. And he's moda that this was given to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just that he holds that they're not a chiyuv and that they're not ma'akev. That's some things are a mitzvah chiyuvis and some things are a mitzvah kiyumis. That if you do it, it's good, but you don't have to do it. So in ena mode of avoda, it means he downgrades the avoda from a chiyuvis to a kiyumis, that he thinks that it's a nice thing to do, but not that it's absolutely necessary. The Chassam Sofer writes that ena mode of avoda means that he thinks that the avoda sakarbanos is simply to address the fact that the umos ha'olam do avoda zara, sakarosh baruch who wanted to distance us from Avodah Zarah, so he told us to bring karbanos as an answer, as a response to Avodah Zarah. So anyone who thinks that, and he doesn't realize that there are much deeper reasons, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has reasons that we're never going to understand, and that the mitzvah has a much bigger tachlis, that's what it means that he's Eino Modeh B'Avodah. He knows that it came from Hashem. He knows all the halachos. He's going to do all the halachos. He thinks it's important, but he thinks it's important only because it addresses the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's not our Torah is not a response to anything. The Torah came before the world was created. What makes the Chassam Sofer think that a Kohen would ever think that? Because the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim that the reason for Karbanos is that it's a response to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So Chassam Sofer says, don't think that the Rambam really thinks that. The Rambam is saying that that's one reason that makes a Karvel Adas to try to understand Karbanos. But no one would ever really think that. And maybe that's what the Gemara means. Ein Avodah B'Avodah. Someone who thinks that's the entire purpose. That's the context of that Chassam Sofer. Another point at the very end over here, we said that the blood is going to drain out anyway, so you can give him the lechayim, even though he doesn't know how to deal with the blood vessels properly. So the chara, it's difficult because if the chashash of the Gemara is a kohen that doesn't know that there's an iser in these blood vessels, so we have to be, shouldn't we be choshish that he's not going to cut them open? He's not going to salt them because he doesn't know that there's an iser bedavar. And if the chashash is because he doesn't know how to take them out, so why not give them to him? He could always ask. I mean, if he knows that there's a problem, he'll go to someone who does know how to take them out and ask them to remove them. So the Tiferes Yaakov says that the Gemara is talking about someone who doesn't himself know how to remove these blood vessels, and he could go to an expert, but the Gemara assumes the Chachili shouldn't give it to him. And then the Gemara's conclusion is that even the Chachili can give it to him because you don't really need a nikur over here. You don't really need to go through this process because through the natural process of roasting and cutting, he may realize that the blood is going to come out on its own. Okay, so says Gemara, Amar Rava, Batukla and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef used to test us to see if we knew the right answer. That Haikahana Duchatav Matanta, if a Kohen grabs Matnas Kuna from the people that they send their kids with the Matnas Kuna to go deliver it to Kohanim, so Kohen runs toward the kid, he sees he's bringing Matnas Kuna, and he goes and grabs it from him to be able to be the Kohen to receive it. So what's our attitude towards such a Kohen? Chabuvikam Chaviv Mitzvah? Do we say, wow, what a Chavivus HaMitzvah that he has, that he's running to go and grab the Mitzvah? Is that a Zilzul in the Mitzvah that you're chasing after it like that? That treat it with some dignity, that it shouldn't be that you're running after it like that. So Pashat Nalei, so I answered Rav Yosef when he asked this Shaila, that the Pasuk says, V'nasan, it says V'nasan, the Kohen Ezra L'chayayim V'akeva, so we could darshin V'lo Sheit on Le'atzmo, that the guy's got to give it to you, but you shouldn't go running to take it. So Amar Abaye, Mireish HaVechatif Nematanta. Abaye says, you know, personally, I used to always go and grab it. Amina Chabuvi Kama Chaviv Nemitzvah. I figured it's a good way to show my love for the mitzvah, my desire to participate in the mitzvah. But given to Shaman Elaha, once I heard this drasha of Vinasa and Velo Shehitol Me'atzmo, Michtof Lo Chatifna, so then I didn't go grab it anymore, but still, Meimar Amri Havili, I would still have a conversation. I wouldn't physically run after it and try to grab it, but I would say, please give me the matanos, because I love mitzvahs. V'kivin to Shaman Elaha D'tanya, but then, once I heard the brisa that darshan's the pasuk about Shmuel Hanavi's children, where it says that his children were not holchu b'drachav, and that vayitu achrei habetza. So what does that mean, that vayitu achrei habetza? So Rameir Omer, that b'nei Shmuel chelkom shalu b'fiem, it means that they asked for the chelek in the matanos that they were supposed to get. They were levim, so they asked for the maaser rishon. So that's considered that they were taking bribes, meaning we view that in a negative way, that they were asking for it. So then I realized, if that's true of maaser rishon, then meimar nami lo amina, I better not ask for the matnas kuhuna either, because it's obviously not proper. But even then, if people would give it to me on their own, shakilna, I would take it. But kibin to shaman lo detanya. But then I heard another brisa that when Shimon HaTzadik died, how the lechem apanim was not as satisfying anymore, and hatznuim moshkenes yedeim, and therefore the tzaddikim stopped taking the lechem apanim, vagargorim cholkim, and the gluttonous people were the ones that took the lechem apanim. So mishkal namish lo shakilna. So I stopped taking the matnas kun, even if it was given it to me, because I don't want to be called a gluttonous person, and I don't want to cost the other kohanim who need it more than I do. Levar mimal yom kippuri, except for erev yom kippur, there are so many animals that are shechted that day. There's so many matnas kuna, or there's enough to go around, and I would take matnas kuna at least one day a year on erev yom kippur lachzukei nafshay bekahani to make sure that people don't forget that I'm a kohen. Because if I don't take matnas kuna even on that day, people are going to start saying that I'm not a kohen. I don't want to call my yichus as a kohen into question. Pri Chadosh writes that when you take matnas kuna in order to be machzik yourself as a kohen, it's not only that it's mutter to do, but you're allowed to even be shoel bepeh, meaning this goes a step up on the ladder of that he just went down. Right, he started by grabbing, and then he was asking, and then so we go back to that you're allowed to be shoel bepeh, and that was what Abaye would do on Erev Yom Kippur, that he would be shoel bepeh in order to be machzik himself as a kohen. So says the Gemara, v'lifros yadei, if you want to be machzik yourself as a kohen, isn't there a simpler reitza? Just do birch kohanim. If you duchen, everyone will realize that you're a kohen. So says Gemara, anse le idine. Abaye was honest to teach his talmidim at the time that the minyan was meeting in the Beis HaKnesses, so he couldn't be paris as kapov because he was never able to daven with a minyan. It sounds like that's the way Rashi learns, meaning it was the time that he was saying shir was the time where the minyan was got. They didn't have a minyan factory every 15 minutes. He couldn't just do it at his convenience, so he skipped davening every day because he had to teach the talmidim, which is remarkable. Meaning sometimes people have that shaila. What takes precedence, right? Is it the shir that you're going to attend, the shir you're going to give, versus davening with the minyan? That's how Rashi seems to say over here. However, the Ritva says similarly, but not that he was giving shir, but he had a zman kavua lilmod. He had a time to learn, and that was at the time that the kohanim were nosim eskapeyim, which is even more than what Rashi said. Rashi says he was the magid shir. Okay, it's one thing, the rabban tzrichim lo, so he had to miss minyan. The Ritva says he wasn't the magid shir; it was his time to learn. So that was his seder kavua when there was minyan. So he missed minyan because that was the time of his seder kavua. The Rashi says no, this none of the, it has nothing to do with teaching talmidim or learning Torah. He was a chol. He couldn't be nosei kapav and keep his stomach straight the whole time. So he couldn't even for the length of three psukim. So he wouldn't be nosei kapav because he always had stomach issues. That's what in means. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef, hi kana disley tzumer rabban b'shuvusay. If a kohen has a talmid chacham in his neighborhood with the chikle milson, the talmid chacham is poor, so you want to give him the matnas kuna, even though he's not a kohen, liske le matanta. So the kohen could be mizake him in the matanos and let all the people know in the city, don't bring it to my house, bring it to that Talmud Chacham's house. Yeah, it's my matanos, you just give it to him. Even though it never passed through the hands of the Kohen never did a kinyan on it. Assuming we're talking about a Kohen or a Levi that everyone loves and that everyone wants to give their matanos to, so he doesn't have to actively make a kinyan in it, because we know that it was supposed to be his anyway, so and he's going to pass it on to the Talmud Chacham, and that's fine. Rabbah Rav Safra, itlu lebei Mar Yochana Bereid Rav Chana Bar Ida. They went to the house of Mar Yochana Bereid Rav Chana Bar Ida. Va'amri la lebe Mar Yochana Bereid Rav Chana Bar Bizna. That it was the house of Mar Yochana Bereid Rav Chana Bar Bizna. Avelu Igla Tilta. And the host made for them an Igla Tilta, which is the choicest meat. It's the third born from its mother, which is considered to be the best. So Amri le Rav Lishame. So Rav said to the waiter, the house help, who was a Kohen, and the Balabai was giving his matanos to him, Zakilan matata. Let me be zochen the matanos kuna that you have the rights to get. Meaning you're the kohen, but you're just the house help, and I'm a big talmid chacham. So why don't you pass along those matanos to me? Because I would really like to have some tongue with mustard. It sounds delicious. So zakile. So he was mezaka to him, and so Rava achal, Rav Safra lo achal. Rava ate it, and he thought it was great. Rav Safra thought that this was problematic. That this whole setup was problematic, so he did not want to eat it. So Kriyul Rav Safra Bechalma, Rav Safra saw a pasuk in Mishlei in his dream, where the pasuk says, Mada beged biyom kara, like a worn-out garment on a cold day, chometz al neser, or like vinegar that's poured on ground that you normally make clay adama out of, and now it's destroyed because the vinegar was poured on it, v'shar b'shirim alev ra, it's similar to, both of those things are like someone who puts shira on a bad heart, which means someone who tries to teach Divrei Torah to someone who doesn't understand them. So basically what he was shown in his dream was that somebody doesn't understand Torah over here. So Asal Kamed Rav Yosef, Rav Safra came to Rav Yosef, Amalei Dilma Mishum Davri Hashmaita Demar Akari Nachi. Maybe it's because Davri Hashmaita Demar, maybe it's because I violated that which you said, meaning you said that you're allowed to, Rav Yosef was the one who was Mechadesh, that the Kohen never needs to take possession of it. He could just pass it on to the Talmud Chacham in the neighborhood who's poor, and that's fine. So that Rava had set up that the Shamash was going to give it to him, and Rava was willing to participate. Rav Safra was not. So Rav Safra says, I feel bad now. Maybe I should have participated in that because it was your Chiddush that you're allowed to do that. So Amalei, Rav Yosef said, no. It was not my Chiddush that you're allowed to do that. Ki Amri Ano Ba'acher, when did I say that it was allowed? That's when it's another Kohen that's not Meshubad to that Talmud Chacham where he's choosing to do it on his own. The Kohen decides that instead of me taking the Matnas Kuna, I'll pass it on. But Shama Bal Korchi Mizake, here this guy was put in an uncomfortable position. He's the Shamash, he's supposed to serve you, and now you pressured him into giving the Matnas Kuna. He doesn't feel like he has a choice. That's not okay. Ki Amri Ana, and when did I say that the Kohen could just have it passed on to the Talmud Chacham? Lamando Efshalei, that's the Talmud Chacham is poor, and he needs it. Huh, Efshalei, you're not a poor guy, so you didn't need it, and therefore I think you did the right thing by not taking the Matnas Kuna from this waiter. Vela, my time, Akari Nachi. So he says, yes, how do you explain my dream? Why did I see a pasuk that says that, someone didn't understand the Torah over here? Klape Rava. He says, because that was for Rava. You saw the dream that about what Rava did, that was wrong, that he should not have taken the Matnas Kuna from Hashemesh. So it says, Vela, Kari and the Rava. How come Rava didn't have the dream? So it says, Rava Nazavava, because Rava just did an Aveira. So he was not Zocha to these kinds of dreams anymore after he just did this thing where he took the Matanos. So he was Nasav Min HaShemayim. They didn't want to give him such dreams. That's how Rashi says in his second interpretation that Rava's misstep that cost him the ability to have such dreams was within the story. It was Minei Ubei, it was within the story. Rashi's first interpretation that he does not prefer was that Rava's mistake that caused him to not be able to be Zochet to such dreams is a totally different story that relates to Maseches Tainis Daf Chav Dalet and has nothing to do with our Gemara. But Rashi says we'd much rather say that it's the story that appears in our Gemara. What's the Pshuto Shel Mikra on that pasuk in Mishlei of Mad Beged Biyom Kara? So Amalei Bishonu Talmud Sheino Hagun. It's really about teaching a Talmud who's not Hagun, who's not Roy Lilma Torah because of his Maisim. Dam Rav Yudam Rav Kol Shonu Talmud Sheino Hagun. Anyone who teaches a Talmud that's not a proper Talmud, Nofel Begadim will fall into Gadim Shemar Kol Choshech Talmud Lutzvunav Tachleu Eish Lo Nupach Yera Sarid Ba Ahalo Vein Sarid El Talmud Chacham. And a Sarid that it says in the pasuk is only a Talmud Chacham. Shnemar Uvasridim Asher Hashem Korei, because the pasuk says in Yoel that Lusridim Asher Hashem Korei. So the Pasuk in Iyov is telling me that someone who has in his ohel a yera sarid, meaning a talmud ra, a yera sarid, a talmud ra, so tochleu eish lo nupach. That's the eish of Gehenim that doesn't require any fanning. It's a fire that's always going. So he's going to experience the fire that needs no fanning. Amar Rabbi Zera Amarav Kol Lashon LaTalmud Sheino Hagun. Someone who teaches the Talmud Sheino Hagun Kizorik Evan LaMarkulis. It's like he's throwing a rock at the Avodah Zarah of Markulis, that's the Derech Avodah of the Avodah Zarah. So even though he may be trying to be Mevazeh the Avodah Zarah, but he's really worshipping the Avodah Zarah, so too, a person's trying to be Melamed Torah, he thinks he's doing a great thing, but he's teaching a Talmud Sheino Hagun, he's doing a terrible thing. Shenemar Kretzor Evan B'Margema Kenosin L'Ksil Kavod, that a person is like a rock in a slingshot, or something that, some kli that shoots rocks, toward the Markulis, so too is someone who gives kavod to a fool. And what's kavod? Vein kavod al Torah. Shemar kavod chacham minchalu tmi minchalu tov. Kavod means Torah. You shouldn't give Torah to a fool, just like you shouldn't throw rocks at a Markulis, even though you may mean well and you may think that that this person should be taught. He shouldn't be. Amar Abicham Brachanina kala osa tov l'misha inu yoda. Someone who does good to someone who doesn't know how to be makir tov. Ki Kilu Zorik Evan the Markulis. It's like throwing a rock at the Markulis. Shnemar Ketzor Evan Uksiv Lo Novel Uksil Tanug. Because the pasuk says, like throwing a rock at the Markulis with a special rock thrower, Kenos in the Ksil Kavod, and you don't give Tanugos to Uksil. So what's Uksil? Someone who's not Makir Tova. So now we go back to what the Mishnah said, that if a Yisrael does a Shutfus with a Kohen, or an Oved Kochavim, Tzarich Lirshom. He should mark the animal so that people will realize why he's not giving Matnas Kuna. He should make a marking on it, you know, make a chaf to show that it's a Kohen, you know, that the Kohen has ownership in it, so that people should realize why he's not giving the Matnas Kuna. So ask Mar Vafilu Oved Kochavim, even when he has a partnership with an Oved Kochavim, he needs to make a marking on it. Or a Minhu, but I'll ask you a Stira, we have a Braisa, Hamishtativ, him Kohen Tzarich Lirshom, Vamishtativ, him Oved Kochavim, Upsule Amakdashim, Ein Tzarich Lirshom, that it's unnecessary to make a marking when you have a Shutfus with an Oved Kochavim, or when you're shechting Psulei Amakdashim, which themselves are potter from Matnas Kuna. So you see that apparently there's a stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa, whether a marking is necessary if you have a Shutfus in the animal with an Oved Kochavim. So it says Gemara, Hachamayaskinan, the Braisa, when it says that you don't need to mark it, is the Yasuf Oved Kochavim Am Sachta, that the Oved Kochavim is sitting in the store when you're selling the meat. So everyone sees that he has a Shutfus, and that's why it's unnecessary to make a marking. So says Gemara, yeah, but the Braisa distinguished between a partnership with a Kohen, where the marking is necessary, and a partnership with an Oved Kochavim, where the marking is unnecessary. But so it sounds like the circumstances are the same. The only difference between the cases is who is your Shutfus with? With a Kohen, you need to mark it. With an Oved Kochavim, you don't. So if we're saying, well, the guy is sitting there in the store selling it, so it's obvious that he has a partnership. Well, the Kavasag Gabe Kohen, the Yasav HaMesachta, Amayit Zorach Lirshom. So how come if a Kohen is doing the very same thing, you still need a marking? The fact that he's sitting there in the store selling it is not enough of an indicator. So Da Amri Briso Kazavin. People think he's in the store to buy meat. They're not going to realize that he's there that it's his animal. Well, people will see the guy, they'll also think he's there to buy meat. No, he's by the cash register. So if he's sitting by the cash register, it's obviously that he's selling. Well, if a Kohen is sitting by the cash register, they'll realize the same thing, that he's not a customer. So I might sort of clear some. Why would you need to make a marking on it? So the people will say, no, if a Jew is sitting by the cash register, it's not necessarily an indication that it's his. If a Kohen is sitting by the cash register, it's an indication that you trust him to man the cash register. So but if you have an Oved Kochavim by the cash register, won't people say the same thing? That it's not an indication that it's his, it's just an indication that you trust him to run the cash register, but they're still not going to understand why you're not giving him out no skuna. So it says, no one's going to think that you're trusting an Oved Kochavim on the cash register. It must be that he has an ownership stake if an Oved Kochavim is by the cash register. Or we could be miyashiv, that we're talking about the guy or the Kohen is not by the cash register. They're just sitting in the store. But Stam Oved Kochavim Mif HaPai, when an Oved Kochavim has an ownership stake, he's going to start bossing you around. So he's going to start saying what to do and what not to do. So he's going to be much more aggressive about it. So everyone's going to realize, based on his aggressive behavior, that he is one of the owners of this animal, and that's why no one's going to suspect you of not giving Matnas Kuna when you should. Whereas a Kohen is a Tzanua, and he's much more laid back, and he's not going to get in your face. So no one's going to realize that the Kohen is an owner, and that's why you need to actually make a marking on the animal in order to indicate his ownership. So Amar Mar, we also said in this price, Psulei Mekdashim Ein Tzarich Lirshom, that if it's Psulei Mekdashim, you also don't need to make a marking. Alma Muchamilsa, apparently, it's clear from the way you're selling it that it's Psulei Mekdashim, because when an animal used to be Hegdash, you have to treat it with more dignity than the way you would sell other things. But is that true? But we have a Mishnah, Maseches Becharos, Psulei Mekdashim Nimkarim Be'itlis, they could be sold in the open market, V'nishchatim Be'itlis, and Neshechtim there, V'nishkalim Be'litra, and they could be weighed out like the same way you would weigh regular chulin meat. There's no obvious chilik in the way that you sell Psulei Mekdashim and anything else. So how come you don't need to make a marking on the Psulei HaMikdashim to let it be known that it is Psulei HaMikdashim and that that's why you're not giving the matanos? So Tirgum Rav Adibar Ava Kamed Rav Papa Ba'osan and Makarim B'toch HaBayis. No, we're talking about a Bukhar or Meiser that when they develop a Mum, you're not allowed to sell them in the market. You're not allowed to treat them the way you treat Chulin. Then you don't need to make a Simen because everyone's going to realize that it's Psulei HaMikdashim. But other Psulei HaMikdashim that are sold in the open market, of course you need to mark it off so that everyone will realize why it is that you're not giving the matanos. Amrav Huna, Shutaf Barosh, Patam min alechi, Shutaf Biyad, Patam min azroa, Shutaf b'mnei ma'ayim, Patam min akeva. If a guy has a shutvus with you, or a kohen rather, has a shutvus with you in the head of the behemoth, but that's it. So the Yisrael just doesn't have to give the lechi, but the other matanos he has to give. If the kohen has a shutvus with you in the yad, so he doesn't have to give the zroa, because that's in the yad, but he does have to give the rest. And if he has a shutvus in the b'nei ma'ayim, he just doesn't have to give the keva. V'chia barava, amar afilu shutaf b'ach, that no, if he's a shutvus in any part of the animal, you don't have to give any of the matanos. So Meisve, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Chiya Barav. It says in the Brisa, Harosh Shali v'kula shalcha. If the Kohen is selling a behema to Yisrael, he says, look, I'm keeping the Rosh, the rest of the animal is yours. And even if the Kohen is just keeping 1/100th of the Rosh, I'm keeping 1% of the Rosh for myself, Potter, then the Yisrael does not have to give matanos kuna. Hayad Shali v'kula shalcha. Each of the three parts of the animal that have matnas kuna, if the Kohen says I'm keeping just that part or even a tiny percentage of that part, then it's going to be potter. My lav potter min alechi v'chayv b'kulan, potter min azroa v'chayv b'kulan, potter min akeva v'chayv b'kulan. Doesn't that mean to say that you're only potter from giving the matana that's in that part, but you are chayv to give the other matanos? We don't say that it's a package deal. So says Malo. No, maybe it means that if the Kohen owns 1% of the head of the animal, you don't give any of the matnas kuna at all, not the Zroa L'chaim or Keva. The listening Patr Mikulan, so why doesn't it just say that it's Patr Mikulan if it really means that? And plus we have a brisa that if the Kohen says, I'm keeping the head and the rest is yours, even just 1% of the head, Patr Min Alechi V'chayiv B'kulan. The brisa says, Beferish, that you're only Patr from the L'chayayim, but you are not Patr from the Zroa and the Keva. The Tiyufta Dechi Barav, Tiyufta, so that's checkmate. We have a Beferish in the Braisa, that you're Chayiv in the other Matanos. Amrav Chista, Hamas Nisa Atite. Why did Dechi Barav make this mistake? Because he saw a particular Braisa that misled him, Dechi Barav. Titanya, because the Braisa says, Esma Matanos Kuna Hain, there are 24 Matanos Kuna, Vikula Nitnu Lanu Lban of Bechal Prat, and all of them were written in general terminology, and only then were spelled out specifically in the Torah, Ubris Melech, and there was a bris melech that was nichras on these matanos that they always have to continue to give these matanos kolam akayman, and therefore anyone who fulfills these matanos kuna kilukiim klalu pratu bris melech, as if you fulfilled all the klalus and pratus in the Torah and you fulfilled the bris melech v'kol over aleim kilu over al klalu pratu bris melech, and if you violated it's as if you violated all of them ve'elu hein eser b'migdash v'arba b'yushalayim v'eser b'gvulim. 10 of these matanos happen to eat in the base of migdash, 4 in Yerushalayim, and 10 anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So Asher b'Mikdash, the 10 that have to be eaten in the base of Mikdash are Chatas, Chatas Ha'of, Asham Vadai, Asham Talui, Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, Log Shemin Shal Mitzora, the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Apanim, Shiyari Menachos, Minchas Omer. That comes to 10. Va'arba b'Yerushalayim, and the 4 that are can be eaten in Yerushalayim, HaBechora, a non-blemished Bechor of a kosher animal that's Kachim Kalim, and therefore could be eaten throughout Yerushalayim, Va'bikurim, the Peros of Bikurim, of the Shivas Aminim that you bring to the Beis HaMikdash, could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, Umura Minatodim, Umeel Nazir, and the Chaz of Ashok and Arba Chalos of a Korban Toda, and from the El Nazir, the Zroa B'Sheila, and the one Chala that is given, so that counts as one. The Oros Kachim, and the Oros of Kachim, like an Ola, Chatas or Anashim, that are Kachim, that are given to Kohanim. Ve'elu Eser B'Gvulim, and the following are the 10 that apply everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Truma, Utrumas Meiser, V'Chala, V'Reshus Hagez, U'Matanos, right, the Matanos, the Zroa L'Chaim Akeva, Pidyon HaBen, U'Pidyon Yidin Petach Amar, Ustei Achuza, Ustei Charamim, VeGezel Ager. So how did this brisa mislead Chiya Barav? Because who suffered me? Chashvul Matanos LeBechada. That if you're keeping count, all the Matanos are only counted as one item on the list. But it's Zroa, it's L'Chayayim, it's Keva. How come they only count as one item in the list? It must be Chadaninu, that it's a package deal. That if you're Chayiv in one, you're Chayiv in all. If you're Pater from one, you're Pater in all. Vilohi, but it's not true. That's not why this list is only one item in the list. Atumur mitodav el nazir t'chashv l'chada misham t'chadaninu. That which you give from the Korban Todah and from the El Nazir, those are two different things, and they're certainly not bound up with each other. The two Korbanos have nothing to do with each other, and yet they're only one item on the list. El kivin t'damim la'adad t'chashv l'chada. They're similar in their nature, and therefore they're one item on the list. Hachanami kivin t'damim la'adad t'chashv l'chada. So here also, the various Manos Kuna are obviously similar in their nature to one another, and that's why they're considered only one item on the list. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with the Bayulahu toward the bottom of the page tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.